This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Moscow is expanding the list of European officials barred from entering Russia in response to the European Union's sanctions over the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Today's announcement by the Russian Foreign Ministry follows last month's decision by the EU to impose sanctions on six Russian officials and a state research institute over what German authorities said was poisoning in Russia with a nerve agent. On Monday, Mr. Navalny, a longtime adversary of President Vladimir Putin, released a recording of a phone call he said he made to an alleged state security operative in which the man indicated his involvement in covering up the supposed poisoning. Mr. Navalny was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize this year. We're finding out a lot more about that massive electronic breach of U.S. government agencies, which is being blamed on Russia. AP correspondent Julie Walker has this report.
Democratic Senator and Finance Committee member Ron Wyden, who was briefed on the matter by the IRS and the Treasury, released a statement saying dozens of email accounts at the department, including some of its highest-ranking officials, had their systems compromised. And while Wyden says there's no indication taxpayer data was swiped, the hack, in his words, appears to be significant. Wyden says the breach even seems to involve the theft of encryption keys. The senator also says Treasury still doesn't know all of the actions taken by hackers or precisely what information was stolen. I'm Julie Walker.
At least three doctors and their driver were killed and another wounded in an explosion in the southern part of the Afghan capital of Kabul this morning as they were driving to work at the country's largest prison. Family sources say that two of the doctors were a husband and wife. This is VOA News. Congress passed a $900 billion pandemic relief package that would finally deliver long-sought cash to businesses and individuals and resources to vaccinate a nation confronting a frightening surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. Congressman Kevin Brady is a Republican from Texas.
We have big wins in this package to help us defeat the virus once and for all, with billions more in funding for vaccines, testing, distribution, and more.
Now, money was for those struggling was not the only item in the package. Relief from surprise medical bills was also addressed. Jackie Quinn reports from Associated Press.
Many people with private health insurance can say goodbye to those surprise medical bills, thanks to a measure in the COVID relief package just passed by Congress. It's estimated that about one in every five emergency room or hospital admissions will trigger a surprise medical bill. It's when patients get stuck with fees that can run into the tens of thousands of dollars after seeking care at an out-of-network facility, or they were treated by an out-of-network professional inside a network facility. The compromise legislation will limit patient billing to a fee based on in-network charges. Insurers and service providers can duke out the rest in an independent dispute resolution process. It'll be another year, though, before the main provisions of this new legislation take effect. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The head of Germany's Robert Koch Institute, the country's national public health organization, says it is likely the variant of the coronavirus recently identified in Britain has already made its way to Germany. The discovery of the new variant has prompted many nations to ban air travel from Britain. On Monday, officials with the World Health Organization said that while there may be evidence the variant spreads more quickly, there is no evidence it is more severe or deadlier. South African health officials say a new variant of their own of the COVID-19 virus is driving up the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. South African scientists are trying to determine if approved COVID-19 vaccines will protect against the new strain, which is different from the one that has been detected in Britain. Trucks in Calais were still crossing the English Channel to the UK through the Eurotunnel and on ferries today. The volume was much reduced given the travel ban from the UK, but there is evidently currently no ban on goods going to the UK from France. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.